This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now, we all know that most old people are absolutely lovely. It's just a small minority of them, the sweet little old ladies, who are actually evil, that are letting the rest of the upstanding citizens down. Check this one out, right? Someone just texted in, I saw a sweet little old lady in the supermarket taking organic bananas out of their packaging and putting them into a normal bag so she could get them cheaper. but because she's sweet and little and old, gets away with it, you see? Like the one that lives near me. She's evil. She's evil. But she looks really nice. Only a few of them around. It's a minority, but they're out there. after 4:30... Oh, God, this is so, like, the most embarrassing thing I've maybe ever done so far at Radio 1 in my career at Radio 1. And believe me, there have been some really embarrassing things.
The most embarrassing thing?
Yeah, I would say it's up there.
What, worse than dressing as a matador in front of thousands of people in Magaluf?
Worse. Of God, yeah, 10 times worse.
Really?
Awful.
Did not a little bit of you enjoy it?
No, not in any way. So, what?
I was just going to tell Chappers about your lipstick.
What?
He had it all on his teeth as well.
That's what they do, though, isn't it?
What, put it on their teeth?
Well, not on purpose.
No, it is difficult to apply, apparently.
Is it?
Well, I would imagine so. I'm only going on, you know, if you have to put lip salve on. Yeah.
No, he doesn't weekend.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You know what we were saying yesterday? Sweet little old ladies, they can get away with pretty much anything because they are sweet little old ladies. Mm. They act nice. They smile sweetly. But a small minority of them are evil. So, someone came up with the bright idea yesterday that I should go onto the street dressed as a sweet little old lady. Look online now to see the really scary pictures. It's on the front page. I look more like a pantomime dame.
You do, really. You don't look like a sweet little old lady.
Not in any way. I look like Buttons and the local panto in Basingstoke. So today's game is, what could I get away with as a sweet little old lady? There's a bit of role reversal here, really, because normally it's Laura that goes out onto the streets and does the stupid things.
In picture 4, just a matter of interest on the website, is that old man behind you checking you out?
Let me see. God, I could have found love there, look.
You could.
Wow.
Anyhow.
Yeah. So, Laura was here, I was outside, bit of role reversal. Laura set me various challenges, and you, Chopper, have to guess what I could get away with, right?
Yeah.
So here is Laura with my first challenge. Picture me there, on the streets right now, just a sweet little old lady.
Scott?
Hi.
Are you ready for your first challenge?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, have you got your voice sorted out?
Hello. I'm going for the, like, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. Can you give me a bit more? Try a bit more.
Okay. Hello, dear. Hello. I'm an old lady.
Do you think that people do actually think that you're a lady?
No, not in any way.
What do you...
Oh, I nearly got run over by a car.
Imagine if you'd have died. They'd have found you in women's clothing. Scott Mills, dead.
What a way to die.
Found dressed as a lady.
It's what he would have wanted in tights.
We deny all knowledge of doing this on the radio.
Killed by a Ford Fiesta while wearing clothes from Oxfam. Yeah.
What I want you to do, I want you to...
Yes?
Can you see any pubs where you are?
Any pubs? Yes, I can.
Okay, I want you to head to the nearest pub.
Yeah.
And when you get there, I want you to tell the person behind the bar that you've forgotten your purse and could they give you a free drink?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, this is awful. Bring it all back. So, oh, yeah, while I was stood outside the pub, I saw, like, the really big boss of Radio 1 who just kind of looked twice and then kind of shook his head and walked off.
I've just seen the picture
of
that.
A picture.
He'd be out shopping, judging by the looks of him.
Yeah. Like he does.
On a busy day.
Yeah, busy day in the office. And then Colin Murray came along, brilliant. You know, I hardly ever see anybody from work going along the road. Like, as many as I did today, everyone was out.
Colin's face is brilliant.
Colin was there. And then it got even worse when I was accosted, as you're about to hear. No one really believed that I was an old lady. Which I bet you find hard to believe, having seen the pictures.
Oh, yeah, very hard.
Right. So, what do you think?
Are you going to get a free drink?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think I am?
Not at all.
Okay. Listen to this.
Right, so what am I asking for? What drink? Maybe a sherry.
Yeah, what do old ladies drink?
I think I'd like a sherry. Oh, these tights are really itching me. Don't laugh at me. F*** off.
I was like, is Hooper like with its sort of like crazy mom?
There's some.
You actually ran.
Sorry?
Large old boobs.
Yes.
Do you enjoy dressing in women's clothes?
Yes, I do very much. So
can I try and happily?
No, you can't. It's my own hat.
Why are you trying to think we're ready for?
I'm just going.
Don't you know you're a man, like?
I am a lady. Yes.
Scott, what the hell's going on?
That's right. Yes.
Scott.
Okay, I've been accosted by some school children, so I'm going to go into the pub. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
There was millions of them.
Did you have to run into the pub to escape some school children?
Do you like dressing like that? Or what, mate? There's like 10 school kids. Robert and Colin and the boss. Amazing. What's the deal with the outfit, man?
Right. Did they not think you were genuine?
Nope.
That's astonishing.
Oh, actually, one of the kids went, I think he is a lady, actually. But none of the others were convinced. So, am I getting a drink in this pub as a sweet little old lady or not? You're saying no.
You are not.
All
no.
Right. Let's find out.
Right, are there many people in the pub?
Well, there's some people.
Okay.
People are laughing at me a lot.
Okay, just look away. Ignore them. Go to the bar and ask for a drink.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm an old lady.
Yes.
And I've forgotten my purse, so I'm wondering if I can get a free drink of sherry.
Not in this bar.
No, why not?
You're kicking the old ladies out.
You kick old ladies out? That's not very nice, is it?
It's not, but I'm supposed
to. You're just a poor old lady who needs a drink.
I'm just a poor old lady that needs a drink of sherry.
Enough cheeky.
Scott, you were in the war.
But I was in the war.
Young people don't appreciate old people nowadays.
Young people just don't appreciate us old people these days.
I know, I'm so sorry for that.
So I can't have a drink? Just a wee dram of sherry.
I can't.
Why not?
It's a policy of the
policy that you don't serve old ladies.
Yeah.
Tell him to get lost.
Your pub's crap anyway.
Run away.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, not even a little drop of sherry for a sweet old lady.
It was a weak start by having to explain to him that you were an old lady.
Hello.
Hello, I'm an old lady.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Ah, right, it's 5 to 5. Sweet old ladies, they can get away with anything, can't they? Just because that little sweet with a little sweet smile there.
Sweet little old ladies can. I'm not quite sure what this monstrosity in front of me can get away with, but
I look kind of freaky in drag.
you do. Can you get rid of the shoes? Put the shoes in front of me.
I didn't realise they do shoes like that in a size 10. They are brilliant. Old lady with massive feet. Right, so my next challenge. Actually, can we just go back to the bit where the kids were kind of crowded round me? I've just listened back to this. I think he goes, are they your actual boobs?
You're an actual man.
Sorry?
Are your boobs?
Yes.
Do you enjoy dressing in women's clothes?
Yes, I do very much. So
can I try your hat, please?
No, you can't.
Can I try your hat? Get out. All right, next challenge. Would I, dressed up as a little sweet old lady, be able to push to the front of the queue at the cash point? Would he let me do it? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I can't see it myself.
So it's a no.
Yeah, it's a definite no.
Right, here it is.
Okay, you're at the cash point.
Yes.
Okay, get your voice ready.
Okay.
And I want you to barge in there.
Yes, and what do I see?
Don't mind me, I'm in a rush.
Excuse me, I'm in a bit of a rush. Is that okay?
No, it's all right.
I just need to use the cash point. Oh!
What's happening?
Will you let me? Can I just use that? Is that okay? No, she's...
Is he letting me use it?
Pardon?
Having a bad day.
She's having a bad day. She won't let me use it.
What did she say?
She was like, I'm not talking to you. I've had a bad day. And there was another guy who was properly freaked out by me. Let me just try one more. Hang on. Excuse me. I'm an old lady and I need to use the cash point. Is that okay?
You're after me, yeah.
Pardon? No, she didn't let me.
Right. So, once again.
I like how your voice changes as well. Were you still in the queue when your voice changed?
Mm.
Yeah. That's a bit of a giveaway as well.
That woman was properly angry, I tell you. I'm in a bad mood. So that's, right again. I didn't get to the front of the cash point. Final challenge then. Number three, has Scott, the sweet little old lady. Would I be able to go into a well-known sandwich shop? Well, they know me in there. This is awful. I'll never go in there again now. And would I be able to pinch some food off a customer because I'm a sweet little old lady? Yes or no?
No.
You think no?
No.
Let's see if you're right.
Okay, your next challenge. Yeah. You know that sandwich shop near work?
Yes.
I want you to head to the sandwich shop, please.
Oh, no, I go in there every day.
You're very popular in there.
Oh, no. What do you want me to do in there?
Find somebody who's eating in there.
Yeah.
And just see if you could get something off their plate and have a little nibble.
Shall I ask them beforehand?
I think you just go straight in there and then explain afterwards.
Oh, no.
And if they say anything, remember, you're an old lady.
I'm just walking across the road.
Scott, You can even say how you lost all your money at bingo.
Okay.
All right. How are your boobs? They haven't fallen down, have they?
Excuse me, can I just get a bit of your food?
No.
Sorry?
No.
I'm an old lady.
No, you're
Let
not.
Me just have that.
No.
Can I have that?
No.
I was in the war.
You're in the wars again.
What?
You're in the wars again.
No, I'm just an old, poor old lady. I just need a little bit of food for a little old lady. What?
They give you free food at the end of the day.
But I'm hungry now and I've forgotten my purse. No?
No, sorry, mate.
Just a little bit of that bar there. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
And then I'll go because I'm an old lady. I'm just a little bit hungry. No, I don't want... Just a little tiny bit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have you done it?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, I got a little bit of his fruit bar that he was having.
Well done.
How rude. They give you free food at the end of the day. I'm not homeless. I'm just an old little old lady.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You know, he called me mate on the last bit. Hello, I'm an old lady. Yeah. Can I have some food? No, mate. Now, some people seem to think it's because we tried it in London that it didn't work.
Are you going to tell your old lady routine on tour?
Scott, the old lady. Oh, the tour.
Coming to a town near you.
I don't think it's because some people go, well, Southerners are just rude. What, so you're telling me if some freaky bloke came up to you in that outfit in Manchester, Glasgow or Newcastle, you'd be fine with it? I think not.
We'll have to see. You'll have to try it.
Maybe not. Arctic Monkeys and Freemasons coming up. It's 5:03.